Rob, warmest congratulations on a fantastic run. It's first time you stepped up to be cage of the Queensland Country Heelers and two wins and a loss, but you know, you had a full-strength Brisbane side under another shirt first time, and then you've got two fantastic wins against international opponents in North Canterbury, and also helping yourself again to beating the New South Wales Country Cockatoos. How does it feel?
Oh, it feels great. It's been a long 9 days we've been together. We brought 17 players in out of our 25 this year, which were brand new to country, so we had to sort of learn from the start. We had to bring some culture into our team. We had to bring some gameplay into our team, and we're just really excited. I'm really proud of these young boys and what they've done.
Also, the 19s are very, very competitive. You know, only just losing on the bill on the road as well, and there's plenty of fantastic talent through that. But who have been the players that have been a standout for you in this sort of two-week period of being the coach of the Heels?
Yeah, we asked four or five boys to step up and be leaders, the ones that have probably never been leaders before. James Turvey, Chris Nelson, Sam Tweedy, Kyle Beakey. So they've been a standout for me, not just on the field but off the field. They've really just brought us together. I've been involved in football a long time, been in a million camps, but this is probably one of the better feelings I've ever had, this camp.
Yeah, and I've heard you blokes were sort of shuffled onto a scout camp or something then, so it was a bit rough and ready, and you know, 50 to a room and all that sort of stuff, so there's a bit of closeness there, a bit of team bonding, but it'd be nice to actually, you know, get into a better sort of setup now that you've won games and all that sort of thing for next year.
Oh, we're from the country, that's what we do. We turn up, we play games. Yeah, our accommodation wasn't brilliant, but we didn't whinge. We just moved on and we trained hard and we played well. You know, I've got to thank Brett Johnson and Garrick Morgan for the platform they've laid in Queensland country football. It's amazing, and the credit for this wins that goes to those two boys.
But yourself, of course, you've waited very, very longingly for the prize that is the coach of the Queensland Country Heelers. What about your time last year with the Queensland Country side in the NRC? That must have added to a little bit of IP for you, and to bring it back to here as well is fantastic.
Absolutely, yeah. But what it teaches me is that in the country we can coach at the highest levels. We can coach, we can play, we can manage. We're just going to need to have confidence in ourselves, and I learnt that when we were in the NRC. They do things quicker, faster, stronger than us, but they do the same things we do.
And what about the whole forward process now? You could see this game being a splendid game as a curtain raiser to a test match next year as part of the Australian Rugby Shield returning. Do you think we might be up for five or six games in the purple shirt with the big dog on it over maybe a two or three week period to see the Australian Rugby Shield returning? Especially in the light now, we're going to lose a Super Rugby team, so the AU's got to be keen to keep Perth Gold or the Melbourne Axemen in some shape or form to be able to keep the pipeline going for those particular states that have missed out on the Super Rugby team.
Oh, I totally agree, and we need to be playing this sort of rugby. I mean, anyone who came to a game like tonight or during the week would realise that this is true rugby. We are playing, we're non-professionals, we take our week off holiday to do this, but we play great level football, and New South Wales country and Queensland country showed that tonight, and it's a real showpiece for rugby in Australia.
Well, you must be proud being a Gundawindi boy that you've got a lot of Gundy boys that are not only in the are in the Heelers side. A lot of those guys have really made the step up and delivered, haven't they?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I've seen some of these boys since they were under eights, you know, and they've come through and just tried and tried, and some of them weren't superstars when they were young, but they kept going and they've made this team, and yeah, very proud of them.
You get all this wondrous time off and this enormous largesse from Heritage Seeds. They're fantastic in looking after you and chasing the dream. It's an amateur game. You're not getting bags of cash to actually go out there and coach. And it's enormous stress to be able to grab all these blokes together and get the job done. Yeah, they're fantastic in looking after you.
Yeah, look, Heritage Seeds have been amazing. And we like being involved in the community, and this is part of what we do. I mean, they give me time to do this. They give me a lot of support. And it's a real credit to a company in Australia that they really care about what happens in the country and grassroots.
Finally, are you happy with the way the pathway is for the players to get into the Queensland Country Heels? We have our respective sort of playoffs in three different zones. Then we come together for a weekend with Central Queensland, South Queensland and also North Queensland. And then we pick your Heelers. You're pretty happy overall with that?
Oh yeah, it's the best it's ever been. I mean, if you want to be involved, there is a real pathway. And playing against the Brisbane Prem Grade team the other night, you know, we stood up and showed that we could play in the NRC if we wanted to, and there's an opportunity to go there. So the pathways are excellent at the moment.
Well, Rob, warmest congratulations. So for the moment, it does move very, very quickly away. But you're the first time coach of the Heelers this year, and you've helped yourself to beating the New South Wales Country Cockatoos.
Thanks, mate. Really appreciate it.